T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, I am here with Michael Caputo, WBEN contributor. And Michael, Jeremy Zellner's tweet this morning says the races in the 14th and 24th congressional districts evidence that the Democratic Congressional Committee is clearly out of touch with the rank and file. How much of that do you agree with?
Well, we always hear that kind of, that kind of disagreement with the National Republican Congressional Committee and the Democratic Congressional Committee from the local leaders. That's not unusual, but the interesting thing about Jeremy Zellner's tweet is that he was talking about how the DCCC was trying to interfere in New York 27, where in Washington, the local selection of a candidate is widely regarded as probably the worst candidate for Congress in the United States right now. That's Nate McMurray. They had a strong candidate in Sean Bunny, one that that Chris Collins did not want to run against, a combat veteran, a former prosecutor, very strong candidate, young, was able to raise money even. But they pushed him aside from the Erie County headquarters in favor of Nate McMurray, who has no chance of winning and can't and doesn't even live in the district. Widely regarded in Washington as a clown candidate for Congress, and his and Jeremy Zellner's tweet is flat wrong.
Well, let me ask you this about the Democratic Party in general: is how much dissension is there in the Democratic Party right now as they try to retake control of the House, and the Senate in the midterms?
Well, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party were both fairly divided at the close of the 2016 election. The advantage the Republicans had to repair their rift was that they had control of the House, they had control of the Senate and the presidency, so they had an opportunity to exercise a strong hand and regain control of their base. The problem the Democrats have is that they're in charge of nothing. They have a very ascendant socialist wing of their party. We saw Joe Crowley, who was no doubt in my mind one of the strongest members of Congress on the Democrat side, upset by a socialist in downstate. And we're going to see more and more of that. I believe the Democratic Party is in a revolution right now. The Republican Party is calming, and that's a good place for the Republicans to be as we come into the 2018 midterm elections.
How much of that dissension could hurt the Democrats moving forward past 2018 into 2020?
Well, the Democrats are experiencing the same kind of division nationally that the Erie County Democratic Party has experienced for almost a decade. We've seen the infighting and sabotaging of each other between the two wings of the Democrat Party here in Erie County. It's basically stopped them from winning elections that they definitely should have won. But now we're seeing on the national side, we saw the ascendant socialist wing of the party coming right at the faces of the ruling liberal Democrats in Washington. And we're seeing that split become more and more evident. I think it's going to disrupt 2018 for the Democrats. And we won't notice any difference at all here in Erie County, in Western New York, where the Democrats are always divided.
Is this division, in your mind, result of how everything went down in the 2016 presidential race between not just Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but the nomination contest between Clinton and Sanders?
No doubt that the Democrat rift started before Hillary Clinton was nominated as their presidential candidate, and it got worse and worse and worse as it went along, and they really never unified in time for the November elections. Since then, it's just gotten worse as the fight for the leadership of the Democratic National Committee broke down to establishment Democrat versus socialist Democrats, and now we're seeing primary races like the Crowley race where the socialists are coming out on top. And by the way, the incumbent raised $3.3 million and the socialist raised $300,000 and still won that race. They're in for it this time in 2018, the Democrats are. and it's time to buy more popcorn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.